Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhow with Farm Bureau. Compared with other ag development grants, $5,000 for a livestock pavilion for the Henderson County Fair might seem like small potatoes, but Valerie Gentry, Fair Board President, says it's just fine with them.
We're very pleased to get it. Our livestock group has grown with leaps and bounds, and it will come in handy.
Their county fair opens next Thursday, and by the time it rolls around again in 2018, their new facility will be ready to roll.
Our plans are going to be to add on to the pavilions we have and make this a show barn for dairy cows, cattle, sheep, goats. We have a lot of different animals that are coming into the program that we have never had before, so we want them to have the pavilion and keep it undercover and just build from there.
Gentry also serves on the 4-H Council and says youth livestock programs in the community are booming.
Just this last year, we have the last couple years, we've had new youth agents with the Henderson County Extension Office. And we also have new livestock leaders within our fair board. And together they have really, really done a lot of work in the last year to bring more projects.
She says work on the expansion will probably get underway this fall. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Henderson County Fair Board President Valerie Gentry is excited about the pending expansion of their livestock pavilion and feels it'll be put to good use throughout the year.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, it will be used year-round. If not for showing, it will be used for clinics.
While it can and will be used for a wide variety of activities, a major element of that is 4-H programs and other youth activities. And she noted that participating kids who may not be headed for farm life do learn valuable lessons about their animals and themselves.
From the very beginning of birth through getting the animals, the anatomy, how to take care of them, what to do when they're sick, how to show them, how to take care of them, and most of all, the responsibility of having an animal because they depend on you. And the kids learn quite a bit, along with the parents.
So congrats on the pending pavilion expansion, and we hope the crowds are good at next week's Henderson County Fair. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.